Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Mayor de Blasio, as we speak, is outlining the broad outlines of an $88 billion budget deal that has been worked out with the city council, and he says the city council is ready to vote on this today. This includes a $1 billion cut to the NYPD, says the mayor.
We will be canceling the upcoming recruit class that would have started in July. And we're going to make sure that patrol strength is consistent by reassignments from administrative duty to patrol duty, by ensuring that the NYPD will make revisions in some of the functions it performs, ceding certain functions to civilian agencies. We're also going to focus on overtime. This has been an area of real concern with many agencies, but obviously with the NYPD. And so we're going to make sure there are major reductions in overtime expenditures, use that money for other important needs. And we'll be reducing non-personnel costs and contracts. All in all, a variety of actions to take $1 billion and move it to other needs, other approaches.
Now, those other things, the mayor says, will be like youth services, education, family, social service programs. As we said, the mayor is saying the city council will vote on the package later today. Public advocate Jemani Williams is threatening to block the deal, which has to be passed by 12 midnight. That's when it's due. The public advocate, Williams, says any new agreement must include, as he puts it, substantive cuts and changes to the NYPD.
There needs to be a hiring freeze right now of NYPD. And we need to have a commitment to move from the model we currently have of school safety agents in the schools to a restorative justice model. And that is something that we can do. We need a commitment to do that with all parties involved.
So he is not liking what he sees. Williams says he would invoke a clause in the city charter for this, a rather obscure clause, but he says legally he can do this. He claims even though it's never been used, his attorneys on staff tell him it's valid and he can step in. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are jointly doubling the number of states on the quarantine list now to 16. Anyone arriving from those places is supposed to isolate for 14 days. The added states, California, Georgia, Iowa, Idaho, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, and Tennessee, joining the original list that included Texas, Florida, and Arizona. Governor Murphy was first to make the announcement about the added states this morning, but now all three states say they are doing this. They've been coordinating their coronavirus response. We're still waiting for word on indoor dining officially. Governor Cuomo says he's worried about what's been happening in other states where indoor gatherings and lack of compliance are triggering surges in the virus.
Our reopenings have worked very well. We're not going backwards. We're going forwards.
We're expecting to hear something from the governor on whether restaurants will be allowed to open indoors tomorrow. The New York Hospitality Alliance is saying right now, they represent restaurants, that what's needed is expanded outdoor dining and rent help for businesses that shed 119,000 jobs in March and April alone. We've been watching the radar just filling in with red and yellow and a lot of green out there, too, so the storms are on the move. Let's get a live update now from the Weather Center. Bob Larson.
Fourth day in a row now with rain in the area. We spoke at length about how we need the rain. And despite the rainy spell the past few days, we are going to close this month of June below average in the rainfall department. But you would not know that by today's forecast. Showers, a couple of heavy thunderstorms, 81 to 85 for the high, a lot cooler while it's actually raining, and there'll still be a couple of showers and thunderstorms in the area early this evening. Staying mostly cloudy overnight, low 67, and partly sunny tomorrow, and a shower thunderstorm likely, but not as frequent, not as widespread as what we're seeing today. 82 for the high, warming up to 86 Thursday, could hit 90 by Friday, just in time for the holiday weekend. It's now 69 at Belport, 82 in Somerville. It's down to 70 in Midtown. High temperature today, 81.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!